Westall on. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Hey, here we are. It's the bit for free, which means it's going to be rubbish.
We have no material whatsoever for this next episode.
Nothing at all. But we are joined by a very special guest. It's our old producer and now day producer, Grey Ed Wilkinder.
This show is turning to Steve right in the afternoon, isn't it?
I don't know what you mean by such a thing. You really are. Oh, there goes the phone again.
Hello.
Thanks, Fred.
It's Mr. Wacky. Hello, Mr. Wacky.
Get the geese off.
Don't you? You know, this show is a complete individual show. Nothing like anything you've ever heard before.
This is true, it's rubbish.
No, it's not rubbish!
Do you know the most interesting thing about this whole extra bit, Will, is the fact that we don't have the safety net of music, which we normally have. So when links dry up and we completely run out of material, we put something on, but due to copyright regulations, we can't play anything, which means that for the next half hour, it's just talk format.
So that's right.
We're going to talk solidly for half an hour.
Yeah, I don't really understand it, but yeah, that's basically what it says, is that we can't play any record. We can play our jingles.
Can we hum stuff?
No. If you can't play the record, you can't hum it or sing it. Or
really?
Anything.
Can we play like the Guess Who music and stuff like that?
No.
Well, we'll get away with that aspect.
Obviously not now, because the man who wrote that's going to be going, "Oh, get away with it, will you?" I don't think so.
I didn't even know he was Dutch.
He's German. I don't think so. I will write the letter of complaint. All my impressions sound the same, foreign people.
Maybe he's Mexican.
No, if it was Mexican,
it would sound like this. He would write the music in a different way.
So there's lots of things. We can play people talking, though.
Yep.
Right.
The Westlife press conference was yesterday.
Yep.
By the way, this is all for listen again, people. This is Radio 1 Online exclusive.
Exclusive. Exclusive.
See, there you go. Yeah, that'll do. So anyway, the conference was yesterday, the press conference for Brian leaving Westlife. And Rachel goes, "What time is the press conference?" And we were talking about 1 o'clock, something like that. "We should send Dallin to it with the tape machine because we could get some really good bits." Yeah, it's in Dublin.
All right.
Right, let's not bother.
Slight floor.
So, but we did have someone there. Radio 1 sent a Newsbeat correspondent to Dublin for the press conference.
She was in Belfast anyway. She only went down the road, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a drive. Mm. Who went down?
Sue Carter went. Yeah, she was in Belfast anyway. So.
Sue Carter. Yeah. Apparently, Rob McKenzie heard the story and he shouted across the office, "Get Carter!"
Do you know, alarmingly, we still have 27 minutes to fill.
Right,
with no music whatsoever. That has been the longest 3 minutes we've ever done.
But it was a nice moment, and all the five boys were there. I saw a clip on the TV news last night. All the five members of Westlife were there. And Brian was wearing a T-shirt, exactly the same T-shirt as the one that my girlfriend got me for Valentine's Day, which was a proper Boateldi T-shirt with Craig David on the front of it.
And he had one as well.
In light blue. Yeah, Brian's got one as well. So, you know, I don't know whether I dress like him or he dresses like me, but that's the deal. So anyway, it was a very sad affair.
Mm.
And obviously we're not going to take the mickey out of Westlife, because Westlife have many, many fans. And if they ever got angry with us, they might switch off. Then we'd lose all our listeners under the age of 9.
Before we proceed, are we cleared to play the interview from the press conference?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Because there's no music in it.
No, I was just checking.
Someone talking. We can do that.
I thought it might have been copyright.
Look at how you've got really legal.
Do you think, why she did media law at college?
Yeah, but you're not
only for a term.
You're not this bothered about the legalities when we're on the radio for real. Yeah, this is only on the website going around the world to millions of people.
I know, but I'm just making sure that we're fully covered and watertight.
It's not for you to worry about, Dave.
Okay. Just trying to help, Rachel.
This is part of the Westlife press conference from yesterday about what will happen to the rest of the band now that Brian has left.
We hope the fans can come and see the four of us. We promised them a fantastic show. We promised them that they're going to get our all 100%, like they always have and like they always will. And, you know, like, we're going to go out there, we're going to make great music. As we were talking about the new albums, not only the Duets album coming up, but the album after that, you know, we were on the phone to LA last night. We've got people still lining up songs, you know, I mean, we're still here.
Now, two things strike me about that clip. Number one, right, wouldn't it be nice to have a bit of honesty in one of these things? Kian, or whoever that was, because I've no idea which ones, they all sound the same to me. Kian, now that Brian has left, what's going to happen to the band? to be totally honest with you, I think we're stuffed. And I've already started looking into starting up my own nightclub. I'm going to call it West Club. Right? And I know a lot of the other lads. Nicky has bought his old mountain bike shop. Right? Whatever.
West Bikes.
West Bikes.
I thought so, yeah.
And I know that Terry, the other one, has opened up a cake shop.
Yeah, West Loaf.
West Cake.
Oh, no, that was West Loaf. Yeah, West Loaf is the one. Is the bakery shop, isn't
that
it? West Loaf.
Yeah.
West Bun.
What?
What?
West what? Pond.
Bun.
Oh. As in cake.
Not as good as West Loaf, but
nowhere near. Not even as good as West Cake.
A subsidiary, perhaps, of the bakery firm.
Or West Bites.
Yeah, well, right. Well, we get what?
West Bites.
You bite into a cake.
Oh, Bites.
Oh, Bites.
Yeah. How about West Shut Up?
Okay.
Right. So anyway, so there's that. Or the other side of that, which is actually what they've done, is they've gone, no. We're going to continue, and everything's going to be great. We've got the tour planned, and it's all fine. Now, bearing in mind, Brian's sitting at the edge of the table. It is his big day. He's leaving the band, and he's spending time with his wife and his family. And it's a really nice sentiment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These are guys that he's been with for years. What, 5, 6, 7 years or
he's
something?
He's grown up with them almost as if they were his brothers.
Exactly right. So how would you feel if not only does the guy next to you go, well, we're going to continue, and you go, yeah, well, there you go. We've got a tour coming up. We've got a tour. I didn't know we had a tour coming up. We've got a duets album out. We've got a bloody duets album out. I never knew about that. In fact, we're on the phone to LA last night. What do you mean you're on the phone to LA? Why weren't you mourning my departure? How am I not? I think that'd annoy me.
Mm.
We hope the fans can come and see the four of us. We promised them a fantastic show. We promised them that they're going to get our all 100%, they always have and like they always will.
Great.
And, you know, like, we're going to go out there. We're going to make great music. As we were talking about the new album.
You don't miss me, right?
Not only the duets album coming
what
up,
duets
the album?
Album
after that, you know, we were on the phone to LA last night.
Why?
We've got people still lining up songs, you know.
What do you mean?
We're still here.
Will you miss me or what? I'm off to make West Brian's, which is going to be my own shop in the west of Ireland.
Mm.
That's the big idea.
Still 23 minutes to
go.
He could make snooker equipment.
The what?
He could make snooker equipment.
Hang on, everybody. Oh. Snooker equipment, and he would name the place
West Rest.
Do you know, I take your West Rest, but I think it'd be better if he called it Rest Life.
That could
also be the name of a nursing home.
Yeah,
it could. Rest Life. Yeah. And he could actually take in...
Hello and welcome to Rest Life.
...elderly people from the surrounding area and put his money into geriatric care.
Hello there. Kean from West Life here. Do you have a loved one that is clogging up your home? Are you sick to death, not literally, of maybe an old grandparent? Then why not bring them to Rest Life, a beautiful, stately home in Tipperary, where we will look after your old fogies.
It's an idea, isn't it?
It's not a bad idea.
Or, you know, he could manufacture undergarments to protect against the...
Vest Life!
Vest Life?
No, that's the German tribute band.
Right, yes, of course.
We are Vest Life. Oh, man, I can't say the German accent.
Citrus fruit importer. Zest Life.
Right, okay. Yeah. I really think, honestly, and you may disagree, we've pretty much exhausted all possibilities.
Oh, I don't think we have. We still have 21 minutes to fill.
That was merely an hors d'oeuvre.
Mm. Right. Juliet?
We could play a game.
What game would you like to play?
Guess Who?
Oh, you've got a Guess Who, haven't you? Oh.
But Dominic can't play because he knows.
Can we play the Guess Who music or not for legal reasons?
Play it.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I believe it is commercially available.
Absolutely.
All right, okay. Right, so this is Juliet's Guess Who. From where's it from, Jules?
It's from Sainsbury's on Sunday.
Mm. I've never seen that television show. Is it any good? Is it presented by Jamie Oliver?
No, he wasn't there this time.
Right, okay.
I couldn't see him anyway.
I was just thinking, I would have completely screwed that up if it hadn't been Jamie Oliver.
But he only shops in North London. This was in West London.
Right.
Mm. West London!
There's a clue, you see?
It's a brand new Cockney tribute band to Westlife. Shall we move on?
Yep.
All right. Is everyone playing?
Mm.
Except right, okay. Dominic.
Except Dominic, okay. This is Juliet's Guess Who. Who did Juliet see that is famous? Allard.
Male.
No.
Me?
Yes.
Female.
Yes.
TV presenter.
Sort of.
Okay, I'm going to have another question, therefore. Also, an actress.
No.
Rachel.
Are they on a reality TV show?
No.
Are they famous for just being a television presenter?
Yes.
Are they associated with one particular channel?
Yes.
Is it Channel 4?
No.
Rubbish.
BBC Two?
No.
BBC Two? And you were thinking of who, Alan?
Well, that was the next question. I would have had to think a bit harder then.
It's right. Not specifically BBC Two, but she goes with the BBC.
Does she? A
yes.
Tart. I've heard about women like that.
Okay. Is she a presenter of Question of Sport?
No. Does she host game shows? No. She presents something.
Give over. Well, that's a hell of a clue there. A TV presenter who presents something.
Not game shows.
She's not a TV
presenter. Don't tell us too much. Listen, Jules.
Is she under the age of 40?
I don't think so, no.
Does she garden or do gardening?
Not on TV.
This is rubbish, I can't think.
Has this female TV presenter of approximately 40 years of age been on the TV for in excess of 10 years?
Yes, she's established.
Established person who we'd all have heard of.
She's been with the BBC
for several years. Pass.
Does she have another profession?
No.
Does she have large breasts?
I haven't seen them.
Right. I'll take that as a yes. Does she have a nice bottom?
She's fit.
Right.
For her age.
Would Will try and cop off with her if he was drunk?
Oh, that narrows it down.
Maybe after, say, my party, and try and chat her up and have disgusting conversations with her.
I think he'd be very brave.
Right. I just said that to try and jazz it up a little bit. So, is this woman associated with a certain field of television presenting?
Yes.
Is it Thora Heard?
No.
Does she cook?
No.
Is it, I'm going to go for a wild punt in the dark.
I said it was a good one.
Carol Smiley?
No, it's not entertainment.
Is
she an actress as well?
No.
Said that.
Is it news?
Yes.
Is it Kirsty Walk from Newsnight?
No.
Rubbish.
Is it news? Help me! What's her name?
Sue Lawley.
Moira Stewart.
Moira Stewart.
Yes!
Yay! Can I just say
there was a mime involved?
Alan, what? See now. Alan did a mime, and Rachel picked up on it immediately.
Yeah, that is true.
Moira Stewart.
Yeah,
she's...
that is true. Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Tufty hair.
Well, how'd you know? You got it.
Well, yes, but I mean, I was going there anyway.
I was thinking of Nicholas Witchell.
No.
Is it really?
Yes.
What is? No.
Yeah. Really?
I once got
amazing.
I once got a car from the BBC. The BBC gave me a car after I'd done something, and they said, I was chatting with the driver. So have you picked up anyone famous recently? And he goes, I used to drive Maura Stewart around. I said, did you really? He goes, yeah. On Wednesdays, she'd always do her shopping. That's fascinating, mate. Thanks very much. He goes, and I'd, drive her there, sit in the car park. I went, hang on, you waited for her? Yeah, once a week, sit in the car park for an hour, she'd come back out with the shopping, he'd drop her off at home, then he'd help her bring it into the house. Oh. Imagine that!
She was on the BBC Best a fortnight ago with me.
Was she?
Where was she?
Do you think people listening to this, right, in Afghanistan or, Spain, know what the BBC bus is?
Or Maura Stewart.
Well, she'll know because she was on
In Afghanistan, they might not know who Maura Stewart is.
No,
they
we're talking about the BBC bus.
Oh, right, OK.
They probably get BBC World anyway.
We
don't
explain
anyway.
The BBC bus.
The BBC bus is... No, it's a free shuttle bus service from one department of the BBC to another.
There we go.
By the way, Dave, you'll be pleased to know that we are now...
Halfway through.
Yeah!
Get in, and it's not been a struggle at all.
No.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
Right, good. What are we doing now, Rachel?
I've got an idea, or a couple of queries. Number one,
yeah.
How are you going to have a fag? Could you go for a fag when the records are on?
very good. I could leave you alone.
No.
Right. Okay.
And number two, the thing is, we normally have a meeting after the show at 10 o'clock.
Why do we do that now?
That's what I mean. The meeting's delayed.
We could
just have the meeting.
We plan tomorrow's show.
Give us your clock. I mean, I'll do the meeting.
As long as we don't reveal anything.
Is this you critiquing the... Wednesday the 10th of March's show.
You explain what happens normally.
Right, normally, because Will is the day producer to the show, he doesn't have to be in at like 5:30 in the morning like the rest of us. So he gets up normally, like you, the listeners in Listenerland, listens to the show in the morning while he's getting showered and changed and he's cornflakes or whatever, listens on the train on the way in, listens as a listener would. See that?
Mm.
Rather than in the studio or through the glass. And he comes in and goes, that was great, that was rubbish, that was great, that was rubbish, blah, blah, blah. That's what you do.
That's what I do.
So we normally have that meeting at 10:15. We're recording this now. It is 10:15. Let's have the meeting.
Well, yeah, because otherwise the whole day will be pushed out.
Okay, all right.
Right, didn't hear between 7 and 7:30 wasn't up.
Oh, great.
See, now you've fallen at the first hurdle there, surely. Surely, Will, that's your job.
Well...
And by the way, we start at 5 to 7 in the morning.
I know that. Sometimes I hear it.
You missed out on 35 minutes of premiere broadcast.
No, when was the last time you heard the first 5 minutes of the show?
Yeah. I've never heard the first 5 minutes.
Ever. Excellent.
Well, apart from the first day I did.
That's when we started at 7. We didn't start at 5 on the first day.
Anyway, moving on.
What time do you set your alarm for?
7 o'clock.
And is it the clock radio? Does your radio come on?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Turn it off. I have a little kip sometimes. Sometimes if I'm awake, I will listen to the first half hour.
Hang on. You're the one of the producers of the show. You can't switch it off and go back to bed.
To be honest, what's your idea?
You can listen again online.
Does that mean, Will, that you don't listen to the news with me and the sport with Juliet at 7 o'clock?
No, because you trot it out again at 7:30.
No, it's all the same old build. I think you find we don't trot it out. It's completely rewritten, as is the weather.
You basically reword it. It's the same old news.
No, it's not. Write it.
Right, lovely. Anyway, moving
on. New audio.
The Digital Week
Competition. I've never heard of that band. Do they come in every morning and help you rewrite it?
So do Big Audio Dynamite.
There's a Target reference.
Go on, Will.
Right, I thought the Digital Week Competition sounded excellent, and with the new revamped funny questions, I think it's excellent.
Thank you very much.
Yes?
I thought the question was so much better than yesterday's question, which I thought let it down somewhat.
Can I tell the story about why you changed the question on the Digital Competition?
No.
I think we can.
Not in detail, no.
Because the boss, Andy Parfitt, came down and said it was a rubbish question.
Well, this is true.
Which Will had written.
Well, it's like, I was only obeying orders, as they say.
You wrote the question and the boss said it was rubbish.
I know. I changed it. Reverse the word. I'm very pleased, Dave, that we got a letter in from Challenge.
It's terrific news, isn't it?
It's good.
And great that this whole thing is now proceeding quite literally like a train.
This is Dave's thing where his rubbish quiz reverse a word.
I think I'll be the judge of whether it's rubbish or not.
Challenge TV have said that they will make with us, let us make a 5-minute pilot of the show, and they will broadcast it on Challenge TV.
That's right, and it's Challenge TV is known as being something of a testing ground for new and innovative quiz show formats, and with that in mind, I hope that it is a great platform for future success.
However, you wanted to get some star celebrity presenters, of which both of the people you decided to phone up weren't interested in the slightest.
That's actually not true, because both people, I think, were...
Dale Winston said he was busy for the next 4 years.
They were reluctant to commit themselves at this point. And I think that in time and with the right approach, then it could be a goer.
Anyway, Will.
Anyway, so it's very nice to hear Dale on the air again, I thought, and Paddy. Listen again feature, very nice. In fact, this is why we're here now, isn't it?
Yes.
And I think Moyle's Virtues of the Archers is very funny. And in days to come, for our listener again listeners, there will be exclusive Archers news.
Really?
Are you surprised, as we are, about the fact that so many of the Archers listeners actually use computers?
Because I thought most of them were on the way to the pearly gates.
Most were old and borderline bumpkins.
No, it's true. It's scientifically researched that the average age of the person who enjoys the Archers is almost dead.
My dad likes the Archers.
Sorry, love. But the most
Stop,
people...
Stop, we can do my gag.
What?
My mum likes the Archers as well. It's the only fresh air she gets.
Hey!
Anyway, but we would have thought that our audience were more internet savvy than perhaps those of the Archers.
Look, I don't get that.
I am in delicate conference with the Archers people and have pledged not to slate their show entirely on the air.
We haven't slated their show.
Well, you have. You said it's a load of old coffee.
No, we slated their old listeners.
Anyway, so...
Who are knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door? Whoa. That's the Axl Rose version.
I like that version most, actually.
Thanks.
Of all of them.
Anyway, the rest of the show you thought was good?
Tedious Think, excellent, Guess Who, very cool, right. And et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, it's time to play a great game, which is called Win Some of Chris's Money by Identifying Left-Handed or Right-Handed Celebrities.
Excellent. Wow. Can we start with Phil Collins?
Sure, don't give it away, love. All right, I have some money here, and you will
That's
win.
That's my change from the breakfast round.
You will win a. It's
there
not,
was
Dave.
No change, Dave.
You will win a pound if you get it right. If you get it wrong, you don't win a pound, and you give me £5. No. Right, are you all ready?
I can't afford that.
Shut up! Are you ready? Let's start.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know Dave bought breakfast.
Same rules apply as if we're on the air, by the way.
Sorry.
Stop in about and get on with it and concentrate.
Go.
All right, Alad. For yes. a pound.
Yes.
Lewis Carroll, who wrote
Alice
some stories or something. Left-handed or right-handed?
Big writer, so right-handed.
Left-handed, oh, wow. You owe me money. Right, that's a pound. Make notes. That's a pound that Alad owes me.
Can I win it back?
Scott, you keep notes. All right. Juliet.
Yes.
Prince Charles, left or right?
Right.
Is the wrong answer. That's a pound you owe me.
Can I interject for a second?
Yes.
This isn't a list of left-handed people, is it, that you're reading out?
You're reading from a book of left-handed people.
Shoot.
Dave.
And now you'll immediately make a name up and it'll be right-handed.
Now you'll kind of say, oh, Bill Cosby, he's right-handed.
Shut up. Well. Right, next. Dominic. Bill Cosby. Left or right?
I'm going to say left-handed.
He's right-handed.
Oh, he's right-handed.
Dominic,
amazing.
Not seeing the gag at all.
Mm.
You now owe me a pound.
Okay.
The thing is, though, you don't know whether I'm reading out the name from the list or not.
It's true. So,
if I had a list of some left-handers,
yeah.
I may be throwing it. What, Alad?
Just because they're not on the list doesn't mean they're not left-handed.
Of course it does.
What if they're ambidextrous?
I don't care what religion they are. I'm talking about whether they're left-handed or right-handed. Sexuality has nothing to do with this. Keep your own perversions to yourself.
7.5 minutes to go.
Shut up. Right, Will, do you want to play?
What about my go?
Yeah, Comedy Dave. My brother, Kieran. Ha-ha! And that won't be on the list, will it? Ha-ha.
Well, I'm going to say left-handed.
Oh, balls. Here's the right answer. Here's a pound. Actually, just take the pound off Alad.
Alad.
Right, okay. Rachel, do you want to play?
Yes, please.
Phil Collins.
Left-handed.
Correct! You get a pound from Juliet,
why
right?
Why am I cheating?
Right, next. Will Kinder, do you want to play?
Yes, please.
Okay. Bob Dylan.
Right-handed.
Wrong, you owe me a pound. He's left-handed. And that was the left-handed or right-handed game.
Oh, excellent.
And at the end of that, Will owes me a pound, Alad owes Rachel a pound, and Juliet owes Dave a pound or whatever. You two owe each other a pound. Oh, that was a great game.
Can we play that other game from your Miss Ellie book about British tides?
British tides?
Have you not got one about tides and what time they go in different shipping zones?
I've got chat room acronyms.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
What else have you got?
Yeah, I'll be good at that.
Are you good at that? Well, Alad will because he chats to perverts all over the world on a weekly basis.
Come on, call chat back.
Just over 7 minutes to go.
All right, leave it out. People are listening to this because they're bored at work. Doesn't matter how rubbish it says, it's still more entertaining than
photocopying.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Unless you're photocopying the secretary's paperwork. Right. You ready?
Yep.
Who'd like to go with this?
What is this now?
This is chat room acronyms.
Okay, go.
I will.
Alad, FCOL.
Oh, I don't know that one.
For crying out loud.
Oh, I'm with you. I know what this means.
See
now.
That now?
Yeah, so it's a bit like swark.
This is too clever for me.
I'll give you an easy one, right?
Mm.
LOL.
Lots of love.
No, it's not yours.
Oh, sorry.
Buzz, Will.
Yes, Juliet.
Lots of love.
No.
Can
Will.
Buzz in.
Yes.
Laugh out loud.
There you go.
Who says that?
Nerds on the.
Hello.
Do you know what? Be careful though, because people listening to this will be will be tech nerds.
You're so funny. I've just
so
LOL.
You sign a birthday card and say.
No, this is when you're on the internet and the internet.
You say laugh out loud room. Though when you write it down.
I hope they're all LOLing. You will if it's really funny. You will LOL.
Dominic.
And they talk.
Dominic.
Hello.
I M H O.
That's Allard afterwards.
For example...
Yeah. I am what?
Allard deserves a slap. I-M-H-O.
I think that's L-M-H-O, actually.
What?
No.
No, it's I.
No, it's I-M-H-O. Why, what do you think it means?
Laugh my head off.
No, incorrect.
Laugh my head off?
Yes.
No, that's completely wrong.
Can I steal for
I
bonus?
I have no idea, yes.
Yes, Dave.
In my honest opinion.
I will give you that humble opinion. All right, okay. What are you showing me, Rachel?
There's an email from somebody asking how the extra time's going.
Great.
How bizarre.
It's going thoroughly well. Thanks for emailing in. Dominic's off now. Bye, Dominic.
Bye, bye, Dom.
He's double parked. All right, here's another one. H-A-G-N.
H-A-G-N.
You might go, anyway, I'll talk to you in the morning. H-A-G-N.
Ah, have a good night.
Correct. They've got their own little nerdy language.
It's incredible, isn't it?
These computer geeks. But Allard does this. Do you know that?
Language like
Allard chats with strangers all over the world.
Not true.
Yeah, you do.
That's not true.
Oh, come on.
They're not strangers. I know them.
Well, they're friends.
They're my friends.
They're just friends you haven't met yet.
This also applies to texting, and we all text.
Yeah, but you go on this certain well-known brand of chat thing.
Yes.
And go...
So do you. I've seen you...
Hello, my name is... Brian.
No, it's not like that at all.
And you lie, don't you?
I go,
I am 6 foot and very good looking.
Not true.
And I have a full head of hair.
I drive a Ferrari and am and hung like a horse. No. Any hot women want to chat?
No.
That's what you do.
It's not like that at all.
I know that because I've replied going, hello, my name is Shirley.
Is that you?
Yes. I am a housewife, but my husband is away.
He's a long-distance lorry driver.
And the window cleaner has had a day off today. Not that he comes every day. I'd have the cleanest windows in the world.
You're living your life in a 1970s sitcom.
Come in.
It is your window cleaner. May I have some hot water?
How hot would you like it?
Can I have that film back now?
Very hot. I don't have any of your films. Says you, by the way, who almost bought Erotic Blair Witch Project.
No, hired.
He wasn't going to spend money on it.
He'd read the reviews. It's not worth owning. I don't know if it is or not, by the way. I've never read it.
Wasn't that when you were in bed with a bad cold and you popped out to the video shop to go and get a video and an extra box of Kleenex?
No.
This is the story when Will was ill, and he did indeed. He was off work, and he went to the video shop, and he's seen Erotic Blair Witch Project and thought, do I buy that mucky video there? Go home and, have a little moment on my own? Or do I dare buy it? I don't know. Do I buy the mucky video or not? And at the last minute he goes, no, I'm chicken out. I'll get Bad Boys instead. Goes up to the counter and the bloke looks at his membership card and goes, Will Kinder, are you the fellow who produces Chris Miles on Radio 1? I listen every day.
I was so glad.
I'm relieved for you. How relieved.
Well, quite literally.
Let me just put this to the scanner. Beep. Horny housewives. Beep.
Confessions of a chamois leather.
Beep. Star whores. Beep. All these. Ah, oh, Mr. Kinder, can I have an autograph? Yes. Would you sign my copy of, Fiesta? Why are all mucky mags named after cars?
I don't know, but...
You've got Fiesta.
Escort is another
Escort,
one.
Escort. Mondeo.
Yep.
You've got all these. It's true.
Stop being such a bloke.
Yeah, you slipped into real bloke talk.
What's wrong with that? But it's true.
Almost 50% of the planet are men.
You'd have just cut off all the women listening again.
Oh, no. Au contraire. Because I think you'll find lots of the women, right, might also enjoy looking at the magazines. And some women listening might even be in the magazines. So, ha-ha.
1 minute to go.
What should we do for the last minute?
What's on Thursday's programme?
Well, that's no point, because you might be doing this
who
next
knows?
Wednesday.
We don't even know we're going to fill the next minute. Never mind tomorrow, Julia. That's forward planning.
I thought we could try.
Just play the bed.
Bed, by the way, is radio tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
From background music.
Just play the theme tune is what I meant to say.
Well, now, bearing in mind that we weren't allowed to play records, and we didn't plan this. I know you find it hard to believe. It was off the cuff.
Do you know, it's still shorter than some of our links.
Scott, have you enjoyed it?
Yes.
There you go, see? And that's completely unbiased opinion from somebody who works on the show. Right, anyway, get back to work now, whatever you're doing. We might do this again another day, but we'll prepare it in advance. Goodbye.